Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Graves here. It's time for high school football here on WCDO. Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. Tonight we have traveled to Green Central School for the contest between the Green Trojans and the Sydney Warriors here on the turf field at Green Central School. Well, folks, it is going to be an interesting battle tonight. We have ourselves the Green Trojans unbeaten, the Sydney Warriors trying to play a little bit of spoiler, and who knows, we've seen some interesting contests so far this season. The kickoff show tonight is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara, Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. So, folks, we are on the turf field under the lights tonight. We will have no game for you tomorrow because all of the local teams are playing tonight. So there, Coach Dave, we're going to try this one more time and see if you can say anything, but I have a feeling that mic is probably not going to be cooperative.
Yeah, I think this mic.
So we're not finding anything at all. In any event, folks, the pregame show tonight is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara. And coming up very shortly, we'll have football for you on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Top Round London Broil, only $2.99 a pound. 2-liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, $3 for $3. Wise Potato Chips and Betty Crocker Supreme Brownie Mixes are buy one, get one free. Macintosh Empire Cortland Apples, 99 cents a pound. And Fresh Bake 8-inch Pumpkin Pies, $3.99 each. At your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in 3 different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves again, along with Dave Keller, here on a Friday night, coming to you from beautiful Green, New York. We will have the starting lineups for you here in just a moment for the visiting Green, or for the visiting Sydney Warriors. We are seeing pretty much the same starting lineup with one major exception, and that is that the quarterback, Pat Vibbard, has sustained a brief injury and will be out for the game tonight. And it looks to me like Nate McDonald is going to be doing the quarterbacking. So we have Nate McDonald in there, number 24. He is a 5'10". Junior, 190 pounds, and he is doing the quarterbacking. We've seen him doing the quarterbacking a whole lot this season. The rest of the backfield is pretty much standard, as we are going to have a whole lot of running in there from Brandon Walters. He is a junior, 5'10", 215 pounds. Damian Zimmer, a 6-foot junior, 170 pounds. We'll also see a lot of John Wingate carrying the football. He's another junior, 5'10", 155. And Cody Bourne is a senior, 5'10", 160. So they'll be doing sort of rotating duties this evening. Of course, as far as the line is concerned, it's pretty much the normal contingent. Trey Crawford, a junior, 5'10", 210 pounds. He is the center. The guards will be Zach Nagy's and Colin Brandel. One is a sophomore, 230 pounds, and the other one a junior, 270 pounds. So there's lots of weight in the center of that offensive line. When we move out to the tackles, Brian Gray will wear number 54. He is a sophomore, but a big boy, 6 foot even and 220 pounds. And Austin Dean is a freshman, and he's even bigger, 6'4", 225. And the two men who will be doing a whole lot of the receiving today, Mike Ward, a junior at 5'11", 155 pounds. And Aaron McCarroll is 5'6". He is a junior. He's about the shortest man on the whole darn starting lineup at 150 pounds. He wears number 26. The Sydney Warriors, way across the field, they're just standing there looking at everybody out on the field now warming up, and the Green Trojans are doing their warm-ups. So if we look at the Green Trojans, we're going to see Joe Beckwith getting the starting nod tonight. He's a sophomore, and he wears number 5. He is in there at the quarterback position. We have not seen, or were not given, the starting nod for Jeff Carlin. And Carlin is the guy that has been doing all of the damage in games previously. In the backfield, it's going to be Keegan Zerwinski, Dan Dickman, and Jeremy Floor. And we'll get to the rest of the starting lineup coming up after this timeout. You're listening to WCDO Sports.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves back here at Green Central School. For those of you who were listening, we got momentarily interrupted. I apologize for that. So we will set the starters for the Green Trojans once again. As we said, Joe Beckwith has been relayed to us that he will be getting the starting nod. Now, as we also mentioned a little bit earlier, we had previously been seeing Jeff Carlin again and again and again, but they're telling me that he is not the starter in the contest this evening. We will wait and see, right? In the backfield, it is going to be one senior. That's Keegan Chirinsky. He will be one of the running backs. He wears number 10, along with number 25 and number 2. 25 is Dan Dickman. He is a junior. Jeremy Floor is also a junior. When we move up to the line on the offensive unit, it will be Chris Kehoe, a junior, number 65. The guards will be Trevor Floor, a junior, and also Garrett Huddleston, number 64. He is also a junior. It'll be a junior and a senior in the tackle positions. Danny Haskell, number 67, is the junior, and Isaiah Webb, number 76, is the senior. And our two receivers today will be Brett Ramsey. He is a junior wearing number 15. And Cole Browning will be in the tight end position, and he wears number 8. And you are listening to High School Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
Gary Kurz and the entire Silo Restaurant staff cheer on the Green Trojans football team this Friday night as they take on Sydney. Green has an incredible 7-0 record, and the Silo Restaurant is proud of your outstanding season. Moms and dads, don't forget to make your Thanksgiving buffet reservations for the family. You'll enjoy an amazing selection, and it will be a feast to remember. Call the Silo at 656-4377. That's 656-4377. The Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green, proudly supporting Green Trojans football.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Coach Dave Keller here on a Friday night from Green, New York, and we will be having the Sydney Warriors doing the receiving as the ball is being teed up out front now by number 13. That is going to be Timothy Gell. And Gell, you said? Gell is a senior, 6'3", 177 pounds. He will get the ball teed up, and we will be underway momentarily. So we made mention of the fact earlier that Green Trojans are unbeaten in both league and non-league play. Oh, look out. Bit of a razzle-dazzle. The ball will be given to John Wingate. The man who settled in underneath it was Austin McCarroll, and he very quickly handed it off to Wingate. Wingate broke around to his right and went up the right sideline. He only gets out to about the 30-yard line before he's brought down. Now they'll place the ball down at about the 29, and we are ready to go with football first and 10. That's what I was looking for. It's amazing the things that we can find when we finally figure out where we file them. So we are going to have the ball capped down the ground. Nate McDonald will go off in there to, let's see, who comes up off the bottom of the pile. Looks to me as if it's going to be who? Number 22, Brandon Walters. We can expect to see Walters again and again and again. For those of you who are missing the melodious tones of Dave Keller, we have a microphone that has got a mind of its own today. So if it comes on, then Coach Dave will speak. If it decides it won't, then so be it. Ball is going to be carried in there by number 8. That is McCarroll, I believe. Let's see. Austin McCarroll. It would help if I got the right one up on the board. Austin McCarroll gets a first down as he gets across the 40-yard line out to about the 45 before he is tripped up. So Austin McCarroll picking up good running yardage. Now it will be kept on the ground and going to Brandle again. But Colin Brandle is still on his feet as he bucks his way up. Ooh, he was just running interference. The ball carried in there by number 12, John Wingate. Wingate picks up another Sydney Warrior first down as he will get across the 40 to the 38-yard line. So it is going to be keeping on the ground and grind it out as the Sydney Warriors trying to get something going here in the opening 2 minutes of play. 1:49 showing on the clock. Ball kept on the ground again. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Nate McDonald. McDonald picking up a couple of yards as he will get down to the 35-yard line. And he is going to be stacked up there. Two or three players getting in to get a hand on him. So 10:22 showing on the clock, period number one. Scoreless ball game. McDonald is going to keep the ball this time, and let's see, they will push from behind and get him up very close to first down territory as he's going to be across the 30-yard line down to about the 29 before he will be stopped there. 9:58, and everybody is going from there. It will be third and less than a foot. So the Warriors break out of the huddle. Everybody bunched up in tight formation. Now it is going to be number 8. That's Austin McCarroll. He will get the pitch coming back to him. He gets across for the first down. And now they'll move the chains, and it will be brought up to about the 25-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors take over first and 10 there as they continue to move forward. This series of plays started back at about the 25 at the other end of the field. McDonald, in at quarterback, will go to one of the workhorses in his backfield this time. You can always say Brandon Walters, and you've probably got a good chance of having the right person, as the gain this time will pick up a couple as they'll get down to about the 23-yard line. So Walters, Zimmer, and Wingate, the men in that backfield, doing most of the work in this contest so far. Nate McDonald, once again, has everybody blocked right up tight, and he will go on the ground this time, I'm saying to, I believe that's going to be Austin McCarroll, the ball carrier. Austin McCarroll, 5'10", 140 pounds. Gets up about 4 yards. It'll bring up a third, and we'll call it 3 as the ball is now down inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. Well, you want to come out and set the pace of the game, and the Sydney Warriors have done just that. Now it will be number 12. That is going to be John Wingate carrying the ball. Wingate runs into a lot of resistance, and they'll have to see, has he gotten enough for the first down? It will be close, but I believe they are going to say that it is not. Now they look across and see, and they'll spot the ball back down, and they are going to say it will bring up a fourth and about the length of the football. 7:53, the clock running. Harry Graves and Dave Keller, as we said, at Green Central School's Raymond Field, the Turf Park. And now we are going to have timeout called by the Green Trojans. So it is a scoreless ball game, 7:40 showing on the clock. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here back here at Green Central School. The ball will be kept on the ground, and it's going to be Nate McDonald who will scamper in from the 16-yard line. And Nate McDonald, on a quarterback keeper, manages to draw first blood. So the Green Trojans have been rather stingy giving up points this year. Now they fall behind by a 6-0 contest as we have number 24, that is Nate McDonald. McDonald will say a 16-yard run as the Warriors now will spread everybody out. They're going to bring Mike Ward way over to the near side. Damian Zimmer split way out on the far side. Wingate goes in motion. And look out, there is McDonald himself, and he will scamper in for the PAT. And as a result, we see the Sydney Warriors go up by an 8-0 score. So drawing first blood of the Sydney Warriors, there is a man down at the end. One of the Sydney Warriors is on the ground. I believe I can't see who that is exactly, and I don't want to call right now. But one of the Warriors is down on the field. So we have a pause in the action, and we'll be back. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
We are specialists in you, Robert. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers.
Apply online if you can or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. until 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller here at Green Central School. Dave, speak to me and see if we've solved our problem.
Hello.
Not yet. Okay. So we have a, we said we had a man down. That is going to be Nate McDonald. The good news is he walked off by himself. The, with a lot of hope from, or a lot of help from a lot of coaches. So McDonald is at the far sidelines. He has been shaken up on the play. Initially, it looked like it was going to be a major problem, and now we simply don't know what it is, as he is off to the far sidelines. But with the ball changing possessions, now it goes down to the Green Trojans, and they will have their opportunity to try to get on the scoreboard, and that is going to give McDonald a few more moments to shake off whatever injuries he happens to have. So it is going to be, we will see, if it is the aforementioned Joe Beckwith who will be doing the quarterbacking. He is a sophomore. Or if we were just given a bit of a, we'll say, a change. Yeah, they're going to give a change. It's going to be in there, number 10. That will be Keegan Gerwinski. And Gerwinski manages on the first play from scrimmage, which starts at the 40-yard line. He gets across midfield and down to the 40 at the other end of the field. Give him about 20-yard pickup on that play. And the Green Trojans will have the ball at the 41-yard line, so 19-yard pickup. And he will have that ball down, and it will be Green first and 10. This time it is going to come back to number 5, Beckwith, and he will hand off immediately in there to Sawinski again. But this time they've read Sawinski perfectly, and he will gain about a yard, and that is all. So we did see the change. I don't know what the story is on Jeff Carlin, but number 5, Joe Beckwith, a sophomore, is in the ball game and is starting. Beckwith, a sophomore, 5'10", 155 pounds. He calls, gets the snap back, and will keep the ball on the ground. And it is going to be handed off to number 25. That is Dan Dickman, the junior running back. Dickman, 165-pounder, manages to pick up about 5 yards as he gets down to the 36-yard line, and it will be third, and we will call it 5 from there. Split out to the near side, Jeremy Floor. Way out on the far side, another man is split out. Beckwith goes for the call and gives a long signal. Now he'll pitch it back in there to Sawinski. Sawinski goes to the left side and manages to get a little bit of running room. Looks like he'll pick up about 10 yards and have a first down as he battles his way to the 26-yard line. So we will be seeing that again and again and again tonight, I am certain. Beckwith, calling the signals, stands quite a ways back, and now he'll pitch the ball off again to Sawinski, and Keegan Sawinski will try the right side of the line and chip away at a couple more as he now manages to get down inside the 25 to about the 23. It will bring up a third and we'll call it seven. Second and seven, excuse me. Coming in with the new play is going to be Lane Whitaker. Whitaker is a junior, 6'1", 160 pounds. So that is how Coach Paskey manages to bring the plays in from the sidelines. The ball will be pitched back to number 44. That is Mike Beckwith. Mike Beckwith will get more running room and get it down inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. Now coming out of the ball game will be Beckwith as he comes back to the sidelines. So it is going to be Jeremy Floor split way out to one side. Brett Ramsey off to the near side. Beckwith barking out his signals will go to the first man through. That is going to be Sierwinski, and Sierwinski will pick up not enough for the first down, it does not appear, as he gets down, and now they'll spot it at about a yard short, we'll call it. Down at about the 16-yard line, fourth and one. So this is where the Sydney Warrior defensive unit wants to say we're as tough as we can get. Jeremy Floor goes out to the left side again. Beckwith barks his signals. Long count, and he will again go to Sierwinski, and Sierwinski is going to be hit, and it will be a big stack up right at the line of scrimmage, and it may very well be short. We'll have to look and see. Now the white hat is looking across, and he's going to try to eyeball it. Now he will call an official timeout, and they want to bring in the chains and measure. If I look across the way, I see that there is a Sydney Warrior sitting on the bench, and that certainly looks as if it is number 24, Nate McDonald. He is being attended to by one of the coaches at the end of the bench. Everybody else has walked down very close to the line of scrimmage so they can have a better view of what things look like. Now they're going to put down the chains, and they will say the Sydney Warrior defense is held. Sydney will take over on downs. So inside 4 minutes at 3:56 of the first period, the Green Trojans have been stopped, and as a result, the Sydney Warriors will take over for all intents and purposes at about the 17-yard line. Waiting for them to stretch the chains back out so you can get an idea of where it is. The one good thing about the turf field is that the markings are very clear. After having had a couple of games where we had a lot of mud, in fact, the majority of mud, it's wonderful to have clear markers on the field everywhere. So now it will be number seven, Mike Ward, in there at the quarterback position. And we'll have to spot who took his place in one of the end positions. The first play from scrimmage will not be a significant ground gainer, as the ball will be put down at, we'll call it the 18, maybe give them a yard on that, but that's about all. Plays are being run in from the sideline, and it is not Mike Ward who is going over to the bench to find out what's going on. Plays are being sent in by one of the teammates. We'll have to see if we can find out who is up in Ward's position. It almost looks like it's going to be John Wingate. Ooh, now the ball is going to be kept on the ground as it's going to be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll, powerful running, puts his head down, but he is going to be hit hard. He will be stopped back at about the 13-yard line. Loss on that play of about four.
Defense!
Coming in from the sidelines, a couple more men bringing their plays in. One of them is Cody Bourne. He is bringing plays in. That time Mike Ward did go over and say something to one of the coaches, and now they're ready to go. 2:33 showing on the clock. And the ball kept on the ground. Ward will cleanly hand it off in there. It's going to be Brandon Walters who gets back across the original line of scrimmage, picks up the four that they had lost before, but it's going to be a fourth and about nine, definite punting situation, and the kicking team coming in. And this is another one of those situations. Now it looks as though it's going to be Brandon Walters who will be doing the kicking. And if you recall, these are not the people that normally do that. Walters gets it down. It's going to be grabbed. It's blocked in there by number 10. That is Cherwinski. Now Cherwinski goes ahead, picks up the ball that he had blocked, and runs it in. So with a 1 minute and 45 seconds showing on the clock in the opening period, Cherwinski goes in on a blocked punt, runs it in. He was kicking. That play started at about the, you pick it from the line of scrimmage, right? So that will be at about the 18-yard line. So we will have an 18-yard run back that is in for the touchdown. The Green Trojans will want to kick for the PAT, and their kick will go off to the left. So the score is 8-6, and the score will remain 8-6. You're listening to sports on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Sydney Warriors went out to an 8-0 lead in their first possession. And then the Green Trojans came back, managed to not be able to score as they got the ball down very close to the goal line and then had to give it up on downs. But Sydney was not able to move the ball after that. And finally, the punt was blocked, picked up very quickly in there by Keegan Cerwinski. Cerwinski runs it in. He'll get credit for an 18-yard block punt and touchdown run. But the PAT kick is now the difference in this ball game. Once again, it is going to be an attempt where the ball will be grabbed by Austin McCarroll. McCarroll tries to go off in there to John Wingate. This time it was fake all the way. Austin McCarroll kept the football. He moves up now to about the 45-yard line before he will be brought down. And the Sydney Warriors will have it first and 10 in excellent field position considering where they had come from. 1 minute 37 showing on the clock. Opening period. Sydney leading the Green Trojans by a slim 2 points. We see Taylor Donegan in the ballgame. We had not seen him previously. The ball will be kept on the ground. Brandon Walters, the 215-pound junior, manages to get to the line of scrimmage, pick up a couple of yards as he'll be across to the 47. And the Green Trojan defense will stiffen there and stop any further advance. Remember, you can hear all of our WCDO sportscasts on audio archives. So now you can simply go in and go to the website, click on sports, and go from there. John Wingate goes diving for the football across the 40 at the 38, and he cannot get it. Wingate put up a valiant effort as he was the target on that pass by Mike Ward. That was the first one that we've seen Ward throw in this contest. Going out of the ball game is Brandon Walters as he goes over to talk to the coaches at the far sidelines. Austin McCarroll split out to the right also. The ball will be snapped back to Ward. He's going to, again, keep it in the air. He passes in there for Damian Zimmer. Zimmer grabs it down at about the 47-yard line. 46-yard line, almost to the 45. He is just about the length of the football away from a first down. 33-second showing, period number one. The Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans. 8-6 is our score. And now we will have a number of new players coming in as they're just letting the clock burn down. And they will go to the quarter. And let's see, now they're going to say Sydney calling timeout. So they're going to stop the clock at 12.4 seconds, I guess is the better way of saying that. I want to call your attention to a festival that is going on tomorrow night. It is a fundraiser being held at the Unitego Central School. The Flood Relief Extravaganza comes up at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at Unitego Central School. And a lot of good entertainment. All locals have been lined up. And, of course, anything that Judy Patel puts together, you know, is going to be first rate. A number of acts are in there, and 100% of the door will go to benefit the local communities struck by the recent floods. So make it a point. Tomorrow evening, Community Flood Relief Extravaganza held at Unitego Central School starting at 7 o'clock. So the Sydney Warriors now have completed all of their thoughts and their planning, and they're ready to go. 12 seconds left until the quarter. And it is going to be a fourth down situation. The ball is back, going to be kicked away from midfield, kicked away by Brandon Walters. The ball takes a big bounce at about the 10-yard line and stays right there. So now it is, oh, Lord, what's this, 8/10 of a second remaining. Clock has run down to 0.8. And with that, the Green Trojans will take over first and 10 at the 10-yard line. This is interesting because that's one of those that really ends up in an exercise of physical exercise, we'll say, for the officials. As they'll go down, they'll get this one play off, and then they're going to have to walk all the way to the other end of the field to set up everything all over again. So here we go. Joe Beckwith ready to go. He pitches the ball back. Ooh, this time it's going to be, I think that was Jeff Carlin in there. Let's look and see. It is going to be, I believe, number 16, Jeff Carlin, doing the running that time. And that will be all that she wrote. There's no gain on the play. And with that, time will run out. So we'll find out if Mr. Carlin is in there. And I do believe I see him walking across. So as a result, it is going to be, we will call it, the starting quarterback is back in for the Green Trojans. And things could get very interesting in period number two. 8-6 is our score. The Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Umquidall Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umquidall is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umquidall hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umquidall Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. and I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Coach Dave Keller back here at Green. The ball is going to be snapped back. This time it is going to be number five. That is going to be Joe Beckwith back in there. After seeing Carlin on that last play of the first quarter, now we see Joe Beckwith back in there, quarterback. That ball came in a little bit higher than he wanted, and as a result, it is going to be a loss of about 9 on that play. That will take it back down to the 1 yard line. And this is where you'll see a lot of experience coming in, as Beckwith is a sophomore. So now he's standing back in his own end zone, waiting for that snap, and he comes in and hands it off. Let's see, it will be, you see a number 4 in there. You pick up who it is, number 44. That is the runner, Mike Beckwith. Beckwith manages to move on out to about the, 10-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. We'll call it the 5-yard line as we'll follow the markings across. But certainly that gets the ball out where you're in much better field position. It's only 5 yards, but not operating from your end zone has to be the world of difference. So Joe Beckwith ready to go. Long count. And then it's going to be a kicking situation, booting it away. Let's see, that was going to be number 76. That's Isaiah Webb, who gets a reasonable kick. Not a long kick. It's only going to be out to about the 37-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors will take over at the 38-yard line. First and 10. And now, go back the other way. See who's the question, as you might anticipate, is always who's going to be the quarterback. If you recall, Nate McDonald started in this ball game. He was injured on a play much earlier in the contest, and that means that Mike Ward has come in, and Mike Ward is going to be in there again. He'll take the ball, pitch it out to John Wingate. Wingate, around the right side, manages to pick up a couple yards as he gets it down to about the 36-yard line before he's tripped up. Give him a couple on that one. And as a result, the Sydney Warriors have it second and 8. The ball spotted at the 36-yard line. And with that, we're going to have a quick Sydney Warrior timeout as the coaches want to have words with the players. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
In recognition of National Cruise Vacation Week, Catskill Travel has fantastic prices on spectacular cruises. Book your cruise by October 23rd. You'll get amazing prices and cash back credits up to $150. Super Cruise deals include a 4-night Bahama cruise starting at $159. Yes, I said $159. 5-night Caribbean cruise starting at $279. Or a 7-night Caribbean cruise for an incredible $492. Book your cruise vacation now at Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2156. Certain restrictions apply.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10 minutes, 17 seconds remaining. Period number 2. The Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans 8-6 is the score. Now they're back and everybody's ready to go. Mike Ward has everybody tightened up this time, and the ball will be pitched back to Cody Bourne. Cody Bourne will get the first down as the scampy little 5'10", 160-pound senior manages to get down to the 20, we'll call it about the 22. It's good for the first down. They move the chains on the far side. We have not seen the pairings yet for anything for next week. They'll probably be announced about Sunday. Officially, we'll have word on Monday. Cody Bourne again. This time he'll try the left side of the line, and he will again pick up running room, picking up about 3 yards as he's down across the 25 to the 24. And when they finally let all the dust settle, there is no dust on a turf field, we'll see it's going to be second at about 7. 9:46, the clock running. Mike Ward settling into that quarterback position. Now once again goes in there to Cody Bourne. Bourne chooses the right side of the line this time. He pops across, and as a result, he is going to gain 2 or 3 more as he will finally get down to, let's see, inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line. We'll call it 3rd and 2. Ball is going to be pitched back this time to Wingate. And one of the Green Trojans, that looks to me as if it's going to be number 10, Keegan Sierwinski. Sierwinski grabs a hold of Wingate's jersey, pulls it back as far as he can. Wingate manages to get the first down anyway, as he will get down to the 15-yard line. But great stop put up there by Keegan Sierwinski. 1st and 10. Mike Ward going to keep it on the ground. Look out. Now everybody's jumping around, and they're saying the Green Trojans have picked up the fumble. So that they have. Fumble recovery, and the Green Trojans will take over at about the 15-yard line. Oh, you never know. You never know. So the one good advantage that you've seen here is that Mike Ward is settling in to that quarterback position. Ball will be pitched back to Beckwith. Beckwith now will go to the first man coming through, and there will be no significant gain on that play as they will battle to get the ball through, let's see, to about the 18-yard line. Well, Coach Dave, hopefully we've got ourselves a microphone for you. Let's see. So you got to kick that one up.
Testing,
out of the way.
Testing.
Nah, don't give me testing, testing.
Here we are.
Okay, so the Sydney Warriors now will have, the Green Trojans will have the ball. It's going to be pitched out there to Sierwinski. Sierwinski will get across the 20 to the 25-yard line. He will not have the first down. Maybe he will now. Let's look at it. It'll depend on where they spot that ball down. They have not signaled that it is enough for the first down. So it looks like it's going to be 3rd and about the length of the football. Joe Beckwith. Longer than usual count. The ball comes up a little bit high. He will keep it on the ground, and the Sydney Warrior defense will hold as they push the ball carrier back for about a 1 yard loss. That will bring up a 4th, and now we'll call it 2, as the ball will be down at about the 24-yard line. 7:02 on the clock, period number 2, 8-6, the Sydney Warriors leading in this ball game. Mike Ward splitting way off to the near side this time as they're getting ready to kick it away. And it will be number 76, Isaiah Webb, who now kicks it across midfield, and it will be downed by John Wingate at the 45, and he will make no attempt to get a run back. He's more than willing to say, that's all I need right there.
And Sydney gets the ball in pretty good field position, just about their own 44-yard line. Sydney still leading 8-6 here in the second quarter over Green.
6:40 showing on the clock. So Mike Ward, once again, leading the Warriors in a very tight formation. Austin McCarroll getting the pitch, and he will get about five as he keeps it on the ground and gets very close to midfield. I'm going to say they're going to gain about six as they put the ball just inches across midfield over into green Trojan territory. So it will bring up a second and a short six, long three. Short three, long four. Whatever. Didn't get it right that time either. Ball going to be kept on the ground again and diving up very close to first down territory. Austin McCarroll again. He is going to be getting down to the 47-yard line, another gain of probably two, and it will bring up a third and one.
Defense!
Okay, here's where Sydney's hoping their big offensive line can move some of those green jerseys out of the way.
Ball going to be kept on the ground again, and it will be more than enough for the first down as it was just one of those push and shove matches, and forward progress will take the ball carrier over the line of scrimmage.
I believe it was Brandon Walters.
Now the ball going to be spotted down just inches inside of the 45. But that's enough for the first down, first and 10, Sydney Warriors. So we see Mike Ward there in the backfield, along with Bourne, Walters, and Zimmer. The ball going to be kept on the ground, but no significant gain. Walters coming up off the bottom of the pile with no gain whatsoever on that. Maybe an inch, maybe 2 inches, but not much more than that. We'll still call it second and 10. 5 minutes even showing on the clock. As we said before, we will not be having a game tomorrow for you on WCDO. All of the local teams playing this evening. The ball going to be carried by Wingate. Wingate comes to the right side of the line, cuts back into the heart of the green defense, and it's going to be stopped there after he'll gain about four. Ball spotted down at about the 41-yard line.
Defense. Interesting. They give him these little quick pitches, and it looks like it's headed for outside, but then they cut it up quick inside the tackles.
Once the pairings for week nine games come out, we will broadcast whichever local teams we can get into the mix. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Wingate will carry. Wingate will get the first down as he is down across the 35 to about the 34-and-a-half-yard line. And the white hat goes ahead and gives the signal. First down. Trey Crawford is the center tonight. Colin Brandle and Zach Nagy's are the guards. Bryant Gray and Austin Dean, the tackles. They're the men who never get mentioned in this game, and we want to make sure they get their credit. Ball's going to be pitched to Cody Bourne. Number two manages to skirt down inside the 30. He will have the ball spotted down, let's see, maybe right on the chalk mark at the 30. Give him five. So it will be second and five to go.
Sydney's moving the ball pretty well, and you gotta think that this is, to them, kind of a luxury running on a turf field after all the mud and the ankle-deep puddles they've been running in the last few weeks.
3:25 showing on the clock. Trey Crawford up over the football now. Right behind him is Mark Ward. Everybody in a tight offensive pattern this time, and the ball will be kept on the ground, and immediately there is going to be a wave of green, and there will be a loss on that play, maybe the length of the football. But all players ended up about 4 or 5 yards back farther than that. 2:55 and the clock running, period number two. Sydney, on the strength of a 16-yard run by Nate McDonald and then a point after attempt run by McDonald, lead in this ball game by an 8-6 score. The ball will be kept on the ground, and it will be, let's see, come on, turn around. I believe that's Brandle. Walters. Mm-hmm. Brandon Walters managing to pick up another first down and keep the drive alive as he's down to the 21-yard line. 2:30 on the clock, opening half, coming to an end momentarily. Green looking to be defensive, but the ball is going to be pitched out to number 8, Austin McCarroll, and the speedy junior manages to get another first down as he is down inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line.
McCarroll with a really nice cut behind an excellent block by number 7, Mike Ward. He came out and he sealed the corner, and McCarroll cut inside of him and got a pretty sizable gain.
Austin McCarroll, 5'10", 140 pounds. He's a light one, but he's going to carry the ball again and again. He's going to get a little bit of running.